This is Jehudi speaking. As the channel charges these stones, as he has been doing, and then I asked him to get this recorder so that I could speak something to you as he charges these stones. These stones are being charged with my vibration. There is a tremendous amount of positive intentionality set into these stones. I, however, want to be clear that the stone will do nothing without you. This crystal is a piece of the earth that you can hold and work with to have the best possible results. You must make self-interested decisions. You must make decisions. You are the portion of divine consciousness learning how to be a human. This crystal is a piece of the earth, and the earth is willing to help you. Because of the particular structure of this particular crystal, certain energy pathways in your field and therefore your body will be opened and activated. As the channel has provided another, a written channeling from me in the last week, the lower three chakras, first, second, and third chakras, are affected by this crystal. When this crystal is recommended for the purposes I have in mind for you, there is much debris within the first and second chakras, or at least a portion of debris, or blockages, or, as the channel would say, knots, blocks, or bruises. The first chakra being about community, clan, nation, heritage, feeling supported by life, the connection to the body itself, immunity, and other things. Your sense of safety is where this immunity idea comes in. Do you feel at home in life? Do you feel safe? Do you feel supported? As you work with the crystal charged by this channel in this way, any issues you may have that are outstanding or unresolved should come to the surface. To make a self-interested decision regarding working with these issues requires consistency, being willing to be in your body, embracing all that you find within your body, both what you feel physically and what energetically and emotionally is present in your body. So this is where you are to begin as you work with this crystal. It is your job, if you choose to work with this crystal in a conscious way, not expecting it to do something for you, it is your job to adapt your consciousness to what it has to say to you, what it reflects to you. It will reflect if something is out of balance. So let us say you open this package in the mail on a particular day of the week, and you are excited because you have invested energy in this crystal, and you know the channel has as well, and that you are excited to have what he is calling a bookmark to my level of consciousness. It may be that you can easily train yourself to speak with me or receive information from my frequency, my level of consciousness, my portion of divine consciousness, by using the stone. It may also be that your experience is simply that things come up. So you begin working with the stone because you're eager to get started. Perhaps you do an informal or a formal meditation. Perhaps you sit down and you decide to scan your body to see what is in there, and perhaps turn over a new leaf with making your body your friend, which we encourage. deciding that all that it is and feels and manifests is for your highest good, because it shows you what is out of balance in your energy field, which is to say your consciousness. And then perhaps, let's say, a couple days after you begin working with the crystal, you begin to become slightly uncomfortable, and perhaps a part of you dreads working with the crystal. This would be a part of you that is not quite sure how to deal with an emotional imprint or energetic debris from the past. When it is about the root chakra, where you come from, the people and places you come from, the conditioning that has come down to you through generations from both sides of your families, how safe you feel in the world. If it is in the second chakra, it is about what you have received from others and what you perhaps give to others but don't want to, or perhaps what you give but they don't receive. So this give and take, giving and receiving, the sharing chakra, we could say. It is about relationships, so specific relationship issues where there has been an imbalance of energy may come up for you. Another scenario could be, the first one being you become uncomfortable after a couple days of working with the crystal, and if there's a nameless dread or nameless resistance, and just kind of a resistance and block. Second scenario could be you happily spend time with this crystal. You allow it to do what it does. And then you start having dreams about a person 3 or 4 days later, a week later, 10 days later, a person with whom you used to be involved. Perhaps something was left unresolved, and perhaps the door is not open to resolve it. Perhaps there is some pain, some discomfort, some regret. This would be something in the second chakra coming to the surface of conscious awareness for you to see, oh yes, there is an imbalance here. So, whatever it is that comes to the surface for you, make the empowered, grounded decision that yes, acknowledge, there is something coming to the surface. And then make a commitment to yourself to work through it in the best possible conscious way. You can call on my frequency, call on me, to point out to you at the right times what might need to be done. Now, for many of you, this might not be hearing a voice, as you are now hearing the voice of myself through this channel. But allow that this crystal is a bookmark to my frequency, as we've said a number of times in the last few weeks. So know, trust, that I will help you, but it may come in the form of what you consider your intuition or your gut instinct. It may come in the form of other people offering you unsolicited advice that seems to have a vibration, but your mind might say, I'm not sure if I want that. Decide to be open. Decide to receive help. Decide to receive support. Know that you are supported, and support that is always around you will become apparent. This is the same can be said about your spirit guides, who are always with you. Now, this stone has been charged with the frequency of me, this particular portion of divine consciousness, and all that it brings. And yet, when you use this crystal intentionally, you will be taken down into your lower chakras. Ideally, you will revolutionize your relationship with your body. And if you feel more at home in your body, as we've said elsewhere, the sixth chakra, the third eye, will become more attuned. And as you work with particular issues floating around in your physical body and you alter your relationship with it as the vehicle for your soul to have this human experience, then your guides will be able to get through to you more as well. Essentially, we're asking you to pick up this and invest invest resources in a piece of the earth that has been charged with a loving, supportive frequency of me that will actually help you access me as well as your guides, who are always around you. Every single person has a guidance team. Perhaps at times in life, it's just one guide. But they come and go. Just to be clear, to summarize this paragraph, so to speak, the stone will not access your guides, but if you use it consciously, you will open up more to be supported by life. You will feel better about being in your body, and your intuition will come online. You will be able to trust it more. You will feel more in sync with the rest of life. One more note for each of the first two chakras, and then we'll speak about the third chakra, as it is also activated here as a, in the first part of the process, saying the first part being the three lower chakras, activated healing, making proactive decisions in order to change how the structures work and how the flows work, to release bubbles of karmic debris, emotions and wrapped around by labels about what they mean, the beliefs about them. The second part of the process being this opening of the sixth chakra. So, one more note on the first and second chakras. The more that you allow yourself to understand what blocks you may have about belonging, feeling safe in the universe, feeling safe on the planet, feeling safe in your body, the more that you work on those things, the more your energetic foundation is strengthened. And this is the basis of our teachings about immunity that we encourage you to explore through the channel. Become willing, please, to see these blocks and to move these energies in this lower chakra. Decide that you are safe, etc. In the second chakra, decide that other people actually are in your life to teach you things, and you are in their lives to teach them things. So consider the history of what has happened to you in relationship, and thank everybody for being a part of this for you. Thank everybody for showing you when there has been something that has gone wrong, for showing you there has been imbalance. And with the root chakra, go through your family history, your community history, your relationship with your culture, your clan, your nation, your ethnic and or religious heritage. And thank all of these contexts, all these people who create these contexts, because you need to have an identity as a person. You need to have a starting base. That is what this first chakra is about. The soul says, please teach me as a human how to be a person. I will be small, helpless, and clueless. I will not know any different. Please condition me so that I have a home base. I have a starting place in each life. Once you work with these first and second chakra issues in an in-depth way, then it is time to make some decisions through and by and with the third chakra. Third chakra is about self-interested action. It's about personal power. If that rings a bell for you, the fifth chakra is about aligning your power with something outside yourself. But the third chakra itself is the source of personal power. This is the solar plexus. Above the navel, the solar plexus. Ultimately, it has to do with your own personal sense of creativity, your personal sense of vitality, being alive, being happy about it, being an agent of change, being somebody who does something, somebody who makes a choice, somebody who has the strength to make a choice. In many, many people, as we observe generally, as well as specifically through the work of this channel, as we work with him on a daily basis, many, many people on Earth are distracted by first and second chakra malfunctions. I say this with compassion and love, but things that are not happening in a happy way in the first and second chakras. So the third chakra is not online and open and free to be clear, to make decisions, to be empowered. Working with Tiger Iron in general will change this situation because each of these lower three chakras is activated, but we're not going to send you a crystal without some instructions. This is not how we do things. The channel had no idea we were going to come through today as he charged these stones. He set aside time, he got in the space, he started talking to me, and then I said, please turn this recorder on. We cannot give these stones to people without clear instructions. He understands. And he is happy to do so. It fills in one of the blanks of how to help you understand how to work with these crystals in an intentional, conscious, grounded way. You have heard the chakra. You have heard the channel say numerous times, if you are familiar with his work, how important it is to say yes to what is good for you, to say no to what is not good for you, and to say yes, please, more of that good stuff, and no, thank you, no more of that bad stuff, but to do the latter without anger. When you develop this third chakra, you have the confidence to know what is good for you. This is gut instinct. This is where it comes from. There is a physiological connection between the sixth and the third chakra, if you have not understood this yet. Physiologically, the vagus nerve connects the intestines, this middle part of the body, with the brain. This is where nausea comes from. This is how an imbalance in your ear sends a message down to your stomach to be queasy, and vice versa. So there is an actual physiological connection between these two chakras as well. So intuition is linked to the gut. That's why many people call it gut instinct. And as you hear us speak, we will say something at different times, like, we're trusting your intuition or relying on gut instinct. And we will use that in the same breath because we want you to understand there is a link between the sixth and the third chakra, between your brain and your gut. The sense of linear, logical, intuitive knowing, the brain, and then this sense of visceral knowing, the gut. So you say yes, and you say no, in many ways, through your third chakra, the solar plexus. But if you are distracted by how nobody supported you the way you needed when you were a child, first chakra issues. If you are distracted by what people did and didn't give you, what you could and couldn't receive, second chakra issues. First chakra issues about support, second chakra issues about giving and receiving. If you are distracted by these things, your third chakra will not be happy. So we cannot say to you, please work with gold tiger eye, which is a third chakra stone. We cannot say that to you without asking you to work with tiger iron specifically, the combination of these three stones, hematite, red jasper, and gold tiger eye, respectively working first, second, third chakras. The foundation needs to be in place. This is, in fact, reflected by, we'll talk about self-confidence issues from a psychological standpoint in your culture. Talk about relationship issues. What the joke, the channel has brought up to me this cliche that happens. You say something to it's almost a cartoon, but it happens. Stereotypes begin as archetypes. You say to somebody who's in the position to help you, perhaps in a counseling fashion, you say, this is what's happening in my relationship. And the person says, tell me about your relationship with your mother. It becomes a joke. But this is a way of saying, I'm having a second chakra issue, and the person says, go back to your first chakra. Until that first chakra is clean, doing work in the second and third alone will be difficult. This is the foundation of your consciousness, the foundation of your energy field. This is why in so many channeling events you may have participated in with this channel, he emphasizes the need to decide that you are safe, or rather I do that through him, and he instructs you beforehand, please decide that you are safe, and during these calls, during these events, we take your attention into different chakras and have you speak from different places within your body to activate the energy center that's appropriate. Very often, these events include, if not focus on, the lower three chakras. This will not be so forever. But we are just several years through this channel into working with you on all these issues. So great care, attention, and intention must be focused on the lower three chakras. The channel believes that almost every full moon call, for instance, he did, perhaps 15 or 16 over a year and a half, he believes that each one focused on the root chakra very clearly. And at the time he thought, what's wrong here? We have told him there's nothing wrong. This is where we have to begin. This is where each of you has to begin. This is where the channel has to focus. This is where you have to focus. The last number of years, as he has spent channeling me and working in this way, an incredible amount of attention has been focused on his root chakra, and he did not until a year or two ago understand why. Why was it so important to look at family issues? Why was it so important to look at his feelings about the religion in which he was raised? Why was it so important? His conscious mind naturally observed second and third chakra imbalances very easily. Perhaps at certain times I don't feel confident to make a decision and there's a blah, blah, blah reason. The third chakra issues, confidence. Second chakra, giving and receiving, asking for what one needs. This is the kind of thing he had to process, but at the base of all of those second and third chakra issues were root chakra issues. So your job is to decide that you have the right to exist. You have to decide. Well, we are asking you to decide. This would be a wonderful way to begin working with these crystals intentionally. Deciding you have the right to exist. Decide that from a place of self-love. Don't decide it in a defiant tone because somebody told you you didn't or you perceive you're not sure. Make the decision that you are a divine being, living life as a human, and also that you couldn't have gotten here without the biological intervention of two people. The physiological hormonal interference of two people with each other, those two people being your parents, guided by soul. Because you have a contract, your soul has a contract with their souls to bring you here. You have contracts with every person in that family system. So look at what has been handed down to you through this family system as a gift. One thing will come to mind, it may be negative. Because we tend to remember what is outstanding or unresolved or imbalanced when we are human. Decide it's a gift. Decide to read between the lines. Decide to see through what it appears to be. So we're asking you in this first stage of working with these crystals to really focus intentionally on the first chakra, the root chakra. Deciding that you have the right to exist. Deciding that you are always safe. Deciding that what has come to you that has seemed a lack of safety is in fact to show you fear that you have. Reflections to the root chakra say, you don't have the right to exist. You don't have the right to be here. Which reflect fears that may be true. That are in place before the behavior comes to us, by the way. So you are vibrating fears, they come to you. Look at everything that makes you afraid. Look at everything that makes you nervous or anxious and decide that this is for your highest good because it shows you something out of balance. Do that also with relationship issues in the second chakra. And you will be working those two chakras in an intentional conscious way that will allow the third chakra confidence to develop. Thank you for your time and attention. We are very pleased that you are willing to invest your time and energy in this crystal and in all that it represents as a bookmark to this frequency that I'm offering you. And also as a support for this channel who is devoting his life to do these things for you, to make life better for you. Thank you and be well and be in touch.